This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk about a great man who went to his reward without most Americans fully appreciating his contributions to this country. I'm talking about not the father of the A-bomb. Robert Oppenheimer has gotten a gigantic amount of publicity recently because of the movie about him. But the father of the H-bomb, who is a character in the Oppenheimer movie, his name is Edward Teller. And the very last interview that he did at age 95, right before his passing, was a deeply revealing interview with Paul Kangor, who's my guest. And Paul, of course, is a professor of history and of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He is also the chief of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, an indispensable think tank at Grove City College. Paul, I assume that you watched the Oppenheimer movie with a great deal of interest. We will get to that in a moment. But I also want to say you have a scientific proposition of your own. You say it's not rocket scientists, it's not rocket science, but that Republicans need to nominate a candidate who can plausibly get 50% of the vote. So we're going to talk about who that would include as a potential nominee and who that would exclude as a potential nominee, that all coming up with Paul Kangor. Paul, first of all, you saw, I am quite sure, the Oppenheimer movie, which is one of the biggest hits of the year.
Well, unfortunately, Michael, I have not yet seen it, and that's nothing against the film. I just haven't had a chance to see it yet. I do plan to go see it. It hasn't come to the little theater in my town. Not that I can't go, you know, further than my town to see it. But I went ahead and I wrote the piece that I did on Edward Teller anyway, because I had heard that Teller is in the movie. I'm not sure how he's treated. I've heard mixed reviews about that. And I thought, well, regardless of whether I've seen the movie or not, I need to get this piece out there about Edward Teller, especially when I realized when I went back and looked at my notes, it was almost 20 years ago exactly. In fact, it was like mid-July 2003 that I interviewed him at his home in Palo Alto, California. And it was a surreal experience. I knocked on the front door and it was kind of a shaky screen door. There were oxygen tanks outside, which turned out they were for him, the patient, inside. There's no security. There were a couple nurses inside. And I walked in, and he was dressed for the office. He had a suit on, a tie, boots, but he was reclined completely horizontally in like a bed position. And I thought to myself, oh, man, this guy, I'm looking at a dying man here. And I didn't put all of this in the long piece that I did on this for American Spectator because I thought maybe this would be a little bit appropriate. But there were a number of times that he started coughing and gagging and calling for the nurse. And I ran out of the room to get the nurse. And I thought, man's going to die right here. And I thought, gee, this is no, but I want to be remembered for, right? The guy who was next to Edward Teller when he died. But he was, he kind of rallied and I apologized and I said, look, I shouldn't be here. We'll just call off the interview. And he said, no, I want you to stay. I want you to stay.
And we ended up talking for. He was 95 years old at the time you came to see him.
He was 95 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did the interview come to be? How did you get the idea that, of all the 95 year olds in Palo Alto, California, you wanted to see Edward Teller, the father of the H-bomb?
Well, I was doing research on a couple books on Ronald Reagan, and it turned out that one was God and Ronald Reagan, and the other was the one, The Crusader, Ronald Reagan and the Fall of Communism. And in fact, The Crusader, which came out in 2006, that's actually the basis for Reagan the movie, which stars Dennis Quaid as Reagan, and that's going to be coming out next year. And I wanted to interview him for my chapter on SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, because Teller, in addition to being the inventor of the hydrogen bomb, was the man who talked to Governor Reagan in 1967 about the idea of using missiles to shoot down nuclear missiles. So he was really the father of, well, I don't know if he was the father of SDI. I guess probably Reagan was more the father of SDI. But Teller was a major influence on that. And so I came to talk to him about SDI. He asked me at one point what I was writing about. In addition to that, I said I was writing a book on Reagan's face. And he said, tell me about that one, right? And I said, well, Reagan had this strong sense that he got from his mother about how the strong sense of divine providence that God had chosen him. And you know, Michael, Teller was riveted by that. And he kept saying, tell me more, tell me more. And at one point in the conversation, I asked him, I said kind of innocently, right? I said, do you mind me asking, are you religious? Are you a Christian? Are you somebody who believes in God? He said, I am Jewish. I've been Jewish my whole life. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I said, are you practicing? And then it got into a conversation about how, you know, I do not comment on things I do not know, which was his way of saying he wasn't sure about the existence of a creator. You know, this was like the scientist coming out of him, right? You know, it's like you had to measure it in a lab to know if there was a creator. But at one point we talked about so many things. We talked about Watson and Crick and the DNA double helix, which he told me he thought was the greatest discovery of the whole 20th century, more than the hydrogen bomb or anything else. And he got it. We talked about whether or not that presupposed the possibility of a designer. And he seems to be sympathetic to that. So I wouldn't call him an evolutionist. I mean, maybe he's a little
also,
closer to Einstein. Yeah.
He also, in comparison to that whole group of brilliant scientists who actually ended up winning the war for us, he was the one who was the most uncompromising in his American patriotism. Did that come
out in
your conversation?
Yeah, it sure did. So he left Hungary. He had fled Hungary, and he was an intense anti-communist, a very strong anti-communist. Now, Oppenheimer, of course, was sympathetic to communism, probably at least a small C communist, pro-communist at one point. And
well, his wife and his brother and his lover were all members of the Communist Party, but he never took that leap. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think he ever took that leap, and that's a big deal that he didn't, because if you took that leap, you literally swore an oath to Stalin's Soviet Union. In fact, the oath was, I pledge myself to remain a defender of the Soviet line of the party. How do I know this? I know this after all these years. I've written it down so many times. The only line that ensures the triumph of Soviet power inside the United States, unquote, which was why we wanted to know if he was a party member, because if he was, it would have meant that he had a loyalty to the Soviet Union. And you're right, his brother was, his wife was, his lover was.
And the other thing that comes out in the film, which is true, is that Klaus Fuchs, who was a spy, a British spy, was one of the few British scientists who had been welcomed into the Manhattan Project, and he also had a background as a communist and passed some of the atomic secrets on to the Russians. Speaking with Paul Kangor, his interview with Edward Teller, fascinating and significant. My interview with Paul Kangor, going to his other scientific proposition that the best way for Republicans to win is nominate somebody who can reach 50% or more of the vote. What does that mean, and how do we get there? That and more coming up with Paul Kangor on the MedVet Show.
Sign up today for the free MedVid newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of The Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In a few minutes more with my friend Paul Kangor, who is a professor at the beautiful campus of Grove City College, which is located in actually a charming town, Grove City, Pennsylvania. I put that in mind because as Paul was admitting, and when we were talking about the movie Oppenheimer, he doesn't get to that many movies. So you wouldn't know that one of the big movies we're reviewing today, a little bit later in the show, is a movie called Jules, which is actually the location is a town in western Pennsylvania. And watching it, having been to Grove City many times, it could be your town. And it stars Ben Kingsley, a great, great actor of our time. Known for Gandhi and known for Schindler's List. He's been in a lot of Oscar-winning movies. In any event, Ben Kingsley plays a local eccentric who has the experience of a flying saucer with an alien landing in his backyard. And
That's based on a true story, right? Is that correct? Or would they believe it was a true story?
There are many true stories like that come out.
Well,
this alien is a charming, charming alien.
Okay, because there's actually kind of a famous or infamous UFO story about a small town in western Pennsylvania. So I don't know if it has to deal with that or not. Maybe it's a totally fictionalized.
What's the name of the town? Do you know?
Oh, if you said it, I'd remember it.
In this movie, the town is Boonton.
Which I think may be a made-up name.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'll look into that. Okay.
Speaking of invaders by aliens, there are literally tens of millions of American voters who are alienated by the prospect of being reduced to a duopoly, to a two-way choice of either Biden or Trump. And you make a suggestion in American Spectator that Republicans need to aim for a candidate who can actually win by getting a majority of the vote, 50% or more. Why is that important?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this isn't rocket science, right? I mean, it should be pretty simple. You know, Donald Trump in 2016 and in 2020, both times got about 46% of the vote. I think one time it was maybe like 46.1, maybe 46.8, something like that. But I write the piece saying that I agree with my senator John Fetterman, you know, the very liberal and very odd, who I didn't vote for, Democratic senator from Pennsylvania John Fetterman, who in a very kind of respectful interview with the New York Times, he said, you know, I drive around Pennsylvania and I see all these Trump signs everywhere. He has this strong presence in Pennsylvania, and Fetterman's right about that. And then Fetterman said, however, Fetterman doesn't think that Trump could overcome the ceiling that Trump has. And I agree with Fetterman on that, and I think the ceiling is about 46%. And if you look right now at the Real Clear Politics composite average, you know, Trump supporters are saying, oh, Trump's down to Biden by 0.9%. This is way within the margin of error, 44.9 to 44.0. And to which I say, well, who cares? I mean, he needs more than 44%. He needs more than 46. And he needs more than 10 million votes or 60 million or 70 million. In fact, Biden got 81 million. So you need somebody that can get beyond that ceiling of 46%. Now, this isn't rocket science.
Well, again, it's not, because the first time when Trump won the election, for instance, in the state of Pennsylvania, I was just looking this up, Biden carried Pennsylvania by over 80,000 votes this time. Trump carried Pennsylvania by half as much against Hillary Clinton. And so all of this goes down to the idea that, yeah, it would be great if you were working with somebody like President Bush, who actually won a majority of the popular vote in 2004. And why should it be only Barack Obama or Joe Biden who gets to win a majority? So what are the characteristics of a Republican candidate who you think could plausibly get above that 50% of the vote, win with a majority?
Well, at one point I thought Ron DeSantis could do it, but he's gotten so beat up, probably more by Donald Trump than anybody else. But I still think DeSantis is likable, and that he could get it. And I should add here too, Michael, because I know there are probably Trump supporters yelling at their radio that no Republican could get over 50%. Look, getting 50% plus is actually the norm. George W. Bush did it once. His father did it once. In fact, his father lost in '92 only because of a three-way race where Ross Perot came in and got 20% of the vote. Bill Clinton won with like 43% of the vote. Ronald Reagan got it twice. Look at Richard Nixon. I mean, Richard Nixon in 1972 won 49 states. I mean, it was an absolute landslide. I mean, Reagan won every state in 84 with the exception of Minnesota. So a Republican can very much easily get 50% of the vote. You know, this isn't impossible. The problem is that Donald Trump can't get 50% of the vote. And I don't think we could convince Trump supporters of that. Well, because he's always more disliked than even his disliked Democratic opponents. He is uniquely hated by such a giant percentage of the electorate that people will run to the voting booth to vote for the other guy or gal.
Well, people do bring up
Joe Biden.
Nobody unites Democrats like Donald Trump, and
that's right.
And they not Democrats who are for him. Today there's a big story in Fox News. It says 46% of Trump supporters are considering voting for a different candidate, and it comes to this issue of electability. And if it's not DeSantis, there are a number of worthy guys. We had on Asa Hutchinson was on our show yesterday. We've had Governor Burgum from North Dakota. We've had on, of course, there are all kinds of other controversial candidates, but Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and Vivek Ramaswamy, who's been on our show. And Paul Kangor, I know you're a candidate for vice president, not president this time, but who knows. Appreciate you can read his piece on Edward Teller and on the Republican future. Those pieces are posted up at michaelmedved.com. And find out about Grove City College, which really is a magical and wonderful place. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden and some of his business dealings and alleged crimes. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says too little, too late.
They waited for the appointment of a special counsel after the statute of limitations has run on critical crimes like the tax violations in 2014-2015. They waited until Weiss himself was accused of slowing or suppressing efforts.
At least 55 people are dead and over 1,000 are missing following wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. The administration did declare a disaster declaration on Thursday. President Biden once again back at his Delaware beach house for the weekend. Tim Berg, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved show, when some of the left-wing newspapers attack other people on the left wing, should it get our attention? Well, where do you think I saw this headline? And it's an incredible headline. It's an incredible piece of reporting. It involves four reporters. And the headline is, Rich U.S. Leftist is linked to web of propaganda praising China. And a lot of this is aimed at particularly at younger people, at kids in high school and particularly at college and university. And where do you think this is? Where do you think this article is? It's actually on the front page of the New York Times. It's incredible. And the article starts out by talking about a riot, a fight, involving supporters of China and some critics of China that broke out in November 2021. And it was in London's bustling Chinatown. And what it says, in fact, a New York Times investigation found this fight was part of a lavishly funded influence campaign that defends China and pushes Chinese propaganda. At the center is a charismatic American millionaire, Neville Royce Singham, who is known as a socialist benefactor of far left causes. He is married to the activist, as she's euphemistically described, Joni Evans, Jody Evans, pardon me, who was actually one of the principal organizers of Code Pink, if you remember them. What is less known and is hidden amid a tangle of nonprofit groups and shell companies is that Mr. Singham works closely with Chinese government media machines and is financing their propaganda worldwide. From a think tank in Massachusetts to an event space in Manhattan, from a political party in South Africa to news organizations in India and Brazil, The Times tracked hundreds of millions of dollars to groups linked to Mr. Singham that mix progressive advocacy with Chinese government talking points. Some, like No Cold War, popped up in recent years. Others, like the American anti-war group Code Pink, have morphed over time. Code Pink, once upon a time, criticized China's rights record, but now defends its internment of the predominantly Muslim Uyghurs, which human rights experts have labeled a genocidal crime against humanity. These groups are funded through American nonprofits, flush with at least $275 million in donations. Now, this stinks. And the fact that it's publicized in the New York Times maybe means that people take it seriously and check out some of the questions about this guy. Mr. Singham, 69, himself sits in Shanghai, where one outlet in his network is co-producing a YouTube show financed in part by the city's propaganda department. Two others are working with a Chinese university to spread China's voice in the world. And last month, Mr. Singham joined a Communist Party workshop about promoting the party internationally. Mr. Singham says he does not work at the direction of the Chinese government, but the line between him and the propaganda apparatus is so blurry that he shares office space and his group share staff members with a company whose goal is, quote, to educate foreigners about the miracles that China has created on the world stage. Okay, worth publicizing? Yeah. And look, the brand for the Communist Party in China is lousy. It stinks. But there's also a major U.S. politician who is getting a great deal of attention because he says the brand of one of our major parties, the Democrats, also stinks. In fact, it stinks so badly that Senator Joe Manchin, who is, because he's a senator from West Virginia, he's one of those crucial votes giving the Democrats their one-vote majority in the U.S. Senate. This should be the biggest story of the day. He was speaking to a local West Virginia on-air host, and he acknowledged that he was thinking seriously about leaving the Democratic Party, doing what Senator Sinema did, Kyrsten Sinema, in Arizona. And here is Senator Joe Manchin. Listen.
I haven't made any decisions whatsoever on any of my political direction. I want to make sure that my voice is truly an independent voice. When I'm speaking of the good that the Republicans do and the good the Democrats continue to do. For me, I have to have peace of mind, basically. The brand has become so bad, the D brand and R brand. In West Virginia, the D brand, because it's nationally branded. It's not the Democrats in West Virginia. It's the Democrats in Washington or the Washington policies of the Democrats. You've heard me say a million times, I'm not a Washington Democrat.
Why not just say, you know what, I'm going to be an independent? You thought about that?
Absolutely.
By the way, he's...
Okay, he has thought about it, and it's very tricky right now, because if he runs as an independent in West Virginia, his Senate seat is up next year, 2024. And right now, when they show the polls and the polling against the current governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, he's losing badly. So maybe he's hoping that reorienting himself at a as a Republican could give him, or as an independent, could give him a chance against Justice. Justice right now is ahead of Manchin by 22 points. That's in a Senate race. And also, of course, there is a great deal of conversation and a great deal of money behind the idea of Senator Manchin leaving the Democratic Party, not going over to the Republicans, but running as an independent for President of the United States. Now, his chances of winning would be nil. I mean, I really do think that. Yes, there are a lot of people who are disgusted with Biden and with Trump, but really, would Joe Manchin, a lifelong Democrat, he had been the Democratic governor of West Virginia too, would he succeed in taking other than former Democratic votes? And this is part of the good news that I mentioned at the beginning of the show that is coming out for Republicans in this eve of the debates. There's also a conversation which is fascinating. It's by one of the speech coaches, and yes, he had one. He had more than one, actually, for Ronald Reagan. There's a woman named Mary Speth who helped to coach Reagan in delivering his speeches. She has some very timely advice for some of the Republicans who need to make a positive impression during the upcoming debates. And then we have a problem of public schools, lots of problems, but public schools that aren't really public at all, that aren't open to all, where admission is restricted by arbitrary district lines. We'll get to that issue and much more coming up on the MedVed Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is big news about the forthcoming debate. And this debate, because of the variety of people who have already qualified for the debate and who are going to be on stage, is going to be very important. And very important, why? Because particularly if Trump doesn't participate, and there's a statement he issued yesterday that says he's not going to be there. He's not going to come. Of course, he could change his mind at the last minute. There's some discussion by Karl Rove about how that might be the right decision for Trump, because he is very far ahead in most of the polling. But there are other reasons that he would run risks. But the way that this works right now is there's a piece by Maggie Astor. She writes, former President Donald J. Trump said yesterday that he was unwilling to meet one of the requirements to participate in the first Republican presidential debate, refusing to sign a pledge to support the eventual nominee. I wouldn't sign that pledge, he said in an interview with the conservative outlet Newsmax. Why would I sign a pledge? There are people on there that I wouldn't have, that he wouldn't support, in other words. The decision would seem to rule out the possibility of him being at the debate on August 23rd, yet he also said that he would announce next week whether he planned to take part. Okay, what I'm picking up, and it's a heavy-duty rumor, not official yet, that Trump is going to do a big event. But it won't be an event with other candidates. It'll just be an event with him and some of his prospective running mates. Some of the people that he likes and is considering as a new vice presidential candidate. And it would be a great big rally somewhere, and he would be able to contrast the bickering Republicans back in Milwaukee with some gigantic Trump rally. He did that before during the Iowa caucuses, and that was in 2016. Asked for comment on Thursday, the Republican National Committee, which sets the rules, referred to past interviews in which its chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, has defended the pledge requirement and said the committee still holds everyone to it. The rules aren't changing, she said on CNN last month. We've been very vocal with them. in the Newsmax interview, Mr. Trump said, I can name three or four people that I wouldn't support for president without naming them. So right there, there's a problem right there. Mr. Trump also said that he wasn't convinced that it was worth it for him to debate, given how far ahead he is in the primary, and that he wasn't worried that the debate would change his standing. A recent New York Times Siena College poll showed him leading the field by an enormous margin, more than 35 percentage points ahead of his nearest competitor, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. But then there's a Fox News analysis of this same poll that shows that 46% of the people who told the poll, the nearly half of them, said they're still open to considering voting for different candidates. In other words, they are not locked in as sure thing Trump voters. If you have a 20-stroke lead going into the 18th hole, President Trump said, you tend not to be that worried. He said at his golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey on Thursday, as Cameron Smith, the 2022 British Open winner, stood a few feet away. Some other Republicans criticized President Trump on Thursday for the refusal to commit to supporting a nominee other than himself. Every Republican running for president would be better than Joe Biden, said Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia. And on X, formerly known as Twitter, he tweeted, any candidate who does not commit to supporting the eventual nominee is putting themselves ahead of the future of our country. At least two other candidates, there actually are now eight candidates who have signed the pledge. One of Mr. Trump's opponents, former Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, has said that he will sign the pledge, but that he would not support Mr. Trump if he is the eventual nominee. How does that work? He says, I'm going to take the pledge just as seriously as Donald Trump took it in 2016, he told CNN. In other words, Mr. Trump eventually signed the pledge, but indicated he didn't mean it. Another opponent, former Governor Asa Hutchinson, who was on our show yesterday, of Arkansas, has suggested that if he otherwise qualifies for the debate, which he hasn't yet, he would sign based on the far-from-safe assumption that Mr. Trump won't be the nominee, and Mr. Hutchinson won't actually be tested. Speaking of tests, there is a column in the Wall Street Journal called Hall of Fame Tips for Presidential Candidates. And it's written by a professional. Her name is Mary Speth. She's a Dallas communications consultant who was President Reagan's director of media relations for 3 years, 1983 to 1985, the very height of Reagan's triumphal presidency. And she writes, many 2024 hopefuls are violating President Reagan's 11th commandment. It wasn't, don't speak ill of other Republicans, she writes, but rather his real 11th commandment was, thou shalt not bore other people. With the first GOP primary debate 2 weeks away, now is a good time to review some of the most common mistakes that public speakers make and how to improve. Good staff support helps speakers rehearse efficiently, testing out the beginning, the main headlines, any tricky or hard-to-absorb chart, any props, and the end. Even 10 minutes of verbalizing these sections pays off. Effective speeches, she writes, include lots of interaction. Our company recommends at least two choreographed bits with the audience. The beginning is a traditional place. A good example is Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg beginning a talk by asking any man in the audience who had ever been described as too aggressive to raise his hand. After a few lone ones went up, She then asked the same of the women in the room. Nearly every female hand went up. Ms. Sandberg had made her point before even getting to the body of the speech. And Mary Speth then writes, as mentioned, props are one of the best ways to enliven a speech and reinforce a point. Reagan's favorite were letters. He'd pull one from a breast pocket and read it. Stories are great, crisp and relatable, as is self-deprecating humor. In 2021, former Las Vegas Raiders coach Tom Flores commented that he'd be brief because he was 84 and he wanted to go to bed by 9 o'clock. What to tell the increasingly frustrated and desperate candidates for presidents? Again, while Mr. Trump sucks the attention and air out of the race, it's probably best to listen to a very successful previous inhabitant of the White House, Franklin D. Roosevelt, who said, be sincere, be brief, be seated. My father used to say it's better to be lucky than smart. The trick is knowing the difference. No one is going to be elected for being smart. Focus on how you'll improve the lives of Americans and hope to be lucky. That, it seems to me, is good and solid advice. And what about Karl Rove, another political expert who helped George W. Bush win two presidential elections? Karl Rove writes that at an Alabama GOP fundraiser last Saturday, Mr. Trump seemed inclined to skip the Milwaukee debate. While assuring the crowd, I love to debate, he added, but you know, sometimes you don't want to be a fool. You want a smart president. Implying it would be clever to duck the event. After all, he claimed, the Republican primary is closed out. Nobody has even a chance, he said. Is that where we stand? We will get to that, get to the non-public aspect of public schools, and much more, including three movies, all of which are intriguing, at least, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.